Mark Twain's advice to write what you know is a message received loud and clear by the women whose work we'll be reviewing today on The Weekly Reader. I'm Lisa Morgan, and our book critic Marian Winnick joins me with a pair of new, well-written memoirs that offer fascinating perspectives on some rather complicated topics. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I just got Megan Stack's memoir, Women's Work, back from my neighbor, Pam Stein, who reads a lot of my recommendations. She told me this might be one of the best books I've sent her way, so I present it with a double Winnick-Stein seal of approval. Megan Stack was half of an international journalist couple when she stopped traveling and started having babies, first in China, then in India, where the nannies who raised her kids were mothers separated from their own children. She thought she had adjusted to the idea of relying on household help. It was common in the expat community she and her husband had become part of. But when she started having other women help with her baby, which happened right about the time she got hit with a terrible case of postpartum depression, it really overturned her world and her sense of self. As Stack writes in her author's note, "They were poor women, brown women, migrant women, and at first I pushed them to the edge of my thoughts. They were important to me primarily because they made me free." But gradually, she became more involved with them, more aware of their real lives and their troubles, and the more she knew, the more complicated it became. Her soul-searching chronicle gives us a rare inside view of these relationships, so often made into soft-focus fairy tales, in reality shaped by dependency, guilt, money, need, and yes, also love. Both books we're talking about today take on tough topics, and both are made wonderfully readable by excellent writing that vividly evokes characters and settings, rainstorms and starry skies. For Sunatha Puri, the subject is death, and the place is Los Angeles. In That Good Night, Puri describes her decision to pursue a career in palliative medicine, care focused on the comfort of the patient in situations where a cure is not possible and further treatments will decrease rather than increase the quality of life. It's not exactly the same as hospice care, which begins when death is near. Dr. Puri often spent many months with her patients. The daughter of Indian immigrants, her mother was an anesthesiologist, her father an engineer by training. Puri was raised to embrace both science and faith, and that foundation stands her in good stead as she deals with patients and families facing the most difficult news and decisions life can present. She takes us into the room with parents who can't accept their comatose son won't be coming back to his old self, with the young woman who entered the hospital thinking it was nothing serious and now may never see her dog again. She travels the neighborhoods of Los Angeles to visit patients being taken care of by their families, and also a very dear man who has no one to take care of him and lives in a storage unit. By allowing us into her conversations with patients and families, she gives us a chance to think about some of these unavoidable questions now, rather than at the last minute or never. Having once been down this road with my late first husband, I particularly responded to her points about how the popular concepts of fighting and giving up can get in the way of seeing the truth of the situation. Her observant, elegant prose, her big heart, and her true humility put this book on the shelf with great doctor writers like Atul Gawande and Abraham Verghese.
The books are Women's Work by Megan Stack and That Good Night by Sunatha Puri. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.